Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Listen to that thunder coming down this afternoon.
Yay.
Austin's going to be in just a second, giving you the latest information, updated weather facts, and he'll take a look at that traffic as well. Coming up in a couple of minutes on News Radio 92.3. But right now, let's go ahead and look at the three important things you need to know about today.
Here's today's top three stories.
National Hurricane Center forecasters tracking Tropical Storm Erin in the eastern Atlantic. The system has a 90% chance of development with potential strengthening to hurricane status. This should happen by Thursday. Forecasters say the system will eventually curve north on a parallel path to Florida. There's no tropical weather threat to the state.
All righty, and your second of the top three stories this afternoon. This week, FWC officials could approve rules for a three-week bear hunt in December. The proposed action will be considered during meetings beginning on Wednesday. The closest county to be included in the hunt zone is Panama City's Bay County. The West Panhandle zone of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties will be excluded from the hunt. Some Santa Rosa residents believe black bears should be hunted.
Okay, here's your third story. Florida Doge sent a letter to Mayor Reeves demanding access to the city's buildings and data. The move is to review the city's spending and to gain access to information. They're going to do this on August 18th and 19th. The letter includes 62 specific requests in nine categories, ranging from city operations, personnel, evaluations, compensation, management, and topics like diversity, equity, and inclusion, along with the Green New Deal. Now, Doge appears to want to know the city's justification for selecting the higher bid for the Baptist Hospital demolition project. It's an issue that's been a point of conflict between the city and Escambia County for some time. The Escambia County Commission expected to decide this month if it will support that project.
All righty. Knocking on the door of 6:15 here. We'll go ahead and get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Last time we checked up on the roads, it looked like things were starting to die down. And it appears that there's not really much giving you a lot of trouble at this time. So there's some good news for you. Please stay safe out there in this rain and continue to do so throughout the evening as you try to head home. Right now it's 79 degrees with that rainfall. Tonight's low is going to be 77. The highs are going to start creeping up over the course of the next few days because the rainfall chances, while lingering, are going to lessen some. Tomorrow's high is only 86, but come Friday, the high is going to be up as high as 93.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
School's back in session, and as students head back to the classroom, teachers are ready to enforce new cell phone policies in elementary and middle school. Escambia County Schools Superintendent Keith Leonard.
I never would have thought when I first started teaching that cell phones would be the problem that they have been. We can communicate fast as the speed of light. Sometimes we need to slow down. This will provide that opportunity.
Okay, he says it's a law and the district will make sure that they adhere to the new rules. Cell phones are allowed for high school students as long as they are being used for an educational purpose and with teacher's discretion.
All righty. And Escambia County deputies say a woman was injured in a shooting on Old Spanish Trail Road early this morning. Deputies say it happened after a neighborhood disturbance when a group of residents gathered outside and a fight broke out. The incident then escalated and shots were fired. Escambia County deputies say a woman was hit by gunfire during the altercation. And despite numerous people witnessing the shooting, officials say witnesses are not cooperating with investigators as they attempt to identify the shooter. An investigation into the incident, though, is, of course, ongoing.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Republicans here in the state are now considering a mid-decade change to their congressional map, similar to what the GOP's doing out in Texas. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
Florida has 20 Republican-held congressional seats and 8 are held by Democrats. Now, the Florida State House Speaker Daniel Perez is telling lawmakers they're going to create a select committee on congressional redistricting, only to consider U.S. House seats, not changes to state House or Senate seats. Governor DeSantis said earlier this year redistricting mid-decade was a good idea given population shifts since COVID. Democrats call the move corrupt and unlawful. And the Florida State Senate website does say the state constitution directs the legislature to redraw district boundaries at its regular session in the second year following each decennial census. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right. And also, what's going on in the Sunshine State? Religious leaders, this is not a surprise. They are continuing to call for the end of alligator Alcatraz. A prayer vigil was held outside the immigrant detention facility in the Everglades yesterday. It was the second week in a row. Coral Gables United Church of Christ Reverend Lori Hafner was there, and she says the issue transcends religion because the greater good is to free people from the pain they are experiencing.
Well, Florida has received federal approval to prohibit SNAP recipients from using their benefits to buy junk food, such as soda and candy. This week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture signed off on the request, allowing the state to move forward with the policy starting January 1st.
All righty. And also here, the search for a missing North Carolina teenager could be at a sad end in Manatee County. A body was found Friday that could be of 18-year-old Giovanni Pelletier, or Pelletier. The sheriff's office says his body was found partially submerged in a pond, and investigators believe it had been in the pond for several days before floating to the surface. He was last seen over a week ago in Orange County, and there's no word on how he died, but a medical examiner says there are no signs of foul play or trauma.
NASA planning to build a nuclear reactor on the moon after China reportedly unveiled their own plans to build a power plant by 2035. Republican Congressman Mike Hardopoulos of Florida joined Fox News Live to discuss if the United States has to get to the moon.
We must win the space race, not just for communication, but for national defense. That's why I'm so bullish on this. We made a big investment in the big, beautiful bill, $10 billion additional dollars to NASA to make sure that we are first in space. And that means we have the number one military in the world as well.
Wow, I never thought I would have lived to have seen a space race kind of be revived, but I guess here we are. And also, you know, when it comes to children returning to school and everything, we've been talking a lot about the cell phone ban. But we also need to talk about this, the focus being on managing stress and managing time. Psychologist Jennifer Katzenstein with Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg says that with students reaching high school age, it's important for them to take responsibility instead of standing over them. New Florida laws ban cell phones for elementary and middle school students nationwide, of course. But while phones can be a distraction, Katzenstein says that they also give students the opportunity to learn and collaborate in new ways.
They could probably do that in other places.
Right.
And just stay with the educational concept here. They're compounding this issue. All right, let me just go ahead and put this out here. If you're thinking about doing the home buying or home selling journey, Mortgage News Daily is reporting rates on the 30-year fixed mortgage. Today, this afternoon, minutes ago, 6.57%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.93%.
Excellent. All righty. We will take a quick break since it's just about 6:20. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick and mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Okay, so it's going to be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 7th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 15th, in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
You will hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Gulfwinds Credit Union is matching donations up to $20,000.
This year, help us raise funds for supporting our childhood cancer patients with a lit laser.
Special thank you to our champion sponsors, including Walmart and Sam's Club.
Thank you.
And our hope sponsors, Belcor Commercial, LLC, Pinair Credit Union, and Archer Exteriors. You can get more at catcountrycares.com. or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. President Trump is declaring a public emergency and announcing a federal takeover of D.C.'s police department. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump is deploying hundreds of National Guard troops and invoking a provision of federal law to take over temporarily Washington, D.C.'s police department.
Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged out maniacs and homeless people.
The president argues crime in D.C. is worse than other capital cities like Baghdad, Bogota, Colombia, and Mexico City. Police statistics show violent crime in D.C. is down 26% from a year ago after spiking in 2023. President Trump also says his administration will clear out homeless encampments and beautify the city. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right. The three major indices are starting the trading week off with a loss. Hillary Barsky has the numbers on News Radio 92.3.
A choppy session with stocks kicking off the new trading week lower as investors remain cautious ahead of the release of key inflation data this week. Shares of both NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices fell slightly after the chip makers agreed to give the U.S. government 15% of revenue from sales of their chips to China. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Sherwin-Williams, and Procter & Gamble. The Dow decliners, IBM, Boeing, and Caterpillar. The Dow lower by 201 points, the Nasdaq down 65, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3 this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Yeah, luckily there's not too much going on the roads from what I can see. If you are dealing with any backups, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. And of course, it is rainy out there, so thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so as we head into tonight. Speaking of the weather, 79 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances are going to be pretty high for your Tuesday and Wednesday. They're going to start to creep down for Thursday and Friday, and we're going to see the highs creep back up as a result. Tomorrow's high only 86, but come Thursday and Friday, it's going to be sitting in the low 90s.
Well, a tropical storm forms in the Atlantic Ocean and is expected to become a major hurricane. But let me tell you, if you look at the spaghetti models of this thing, not even getting close to the state of Florida.
Tropical storm Erin has formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean and is on a track to come across to North America over the coming week or so. By Saturday, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center expect Erin to be a major hurricane, meaning Category 3 or stronger, and centered north of the Lesser Antilles. It is too soon to know what impacts could be felt along the U.S. eastern seaboard, and so no watches or warnings are posted, but residents are advised to monitor Erin's progress and proceed accordingly. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. And a federal judge in San Francisco considering evidence to decide whether the Trump administration unlawfully deployed National Guard troops and U.S. Marines to L.A. during immigration protests. The Department of Defense deployed around 4,000 California National Guard troops and 700 Marines to L.A. About 250 troops remain on duty. California is asking the court to return control of the troops to the state and prevent the military's involvement in law enforcement.
Delta Airlines flight up in Atlanta was delayed for 4 hours after it reportedly made contact with another aircraft. This was during the pushback from the gate. Allie Levine, Fox Atlanta TV affiliate WAGA, reporting from the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
Delta says nearly 200 people were on board. No one was injured, but passengers had to move to another plane, delaying the flight by 4 hours. Nationally, 2025 began with the deadliest U.S. airline crash in nearly two decades. An American Eagle flight colliding with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter over the Potomac. Since then, a string of higher-risk close calls, from runway incursions to in-flight near misses, have kept aviation safety in the spotlight. Netlist includes communications blackouts at Newark and Denver airports this spring.
And President Trump is extending the deadline for tariffs on China to go into effect. Multiple reports say that he signed an executive order just hours before his pause on the higher tariffs was set to expire. The executive order pushes back the deadline 90 days until November 9th. The extension comes after U.S. and Chinese officials met last month, and had the pause not been extended, tariffs on Chinese goods would have gone back up to the high levels seen in April.
I do want to encourage you to watch your braking distance this afternoon. The rain is falling, and your distance will be off a little bit. So slow it up a bit. Listen, no, this is not a story about alligator Alcatraz. It's about the U.S. military building the largest federal deportation detention center in America's history. Yep, it's happening out west over in El Paso. Jennifer Griffin has more.
The construction of Camp East Montana at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, began mid-July in response to a request from Homeland Security. So far, the Army has spent $232 million on the tent city at Fort Bliss. The U.S. Army oversees the $1.24 billion contract for the 5,000-bed ICE facility. In January, President Trump announced migrants would be sent to Guantanamo Bay, where Defense Secretary Hegseth promised the Marines could build a 30,000-bed facility. Those plans were halted when ICE standards were not being met for housing migrants. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
All right. And an explosion in the U.S. steel plant in Pennsylvania left one dead and two others missing. Those numbers coming from earlier this afternoon. It happened at the U.S. Clairton Coke Works plant in Clairton, south of Pittsburgh. Dozens have also been injured. It's unclear what led to the explosion.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott said he is absolutely ready to use the power of his office to force state Democratic lawmakers back to Austin. They are spread out around the country, but they're not in Austin, that's for sure. Grinnell Scott has more on this story.
Governor Abbott says as long as the Texas legislature is in session, he believes state Democrats are shirking their elected duty by staying out of the state. Abbott said on Fox News Sunday he will keep calling special sessions to ensure that. And should those Democrats come home,
they will be arrested and taken to the Capitol. Now, if they want to evade that arrest, they're going to have to stay outside of the state of Texas for literally years. And they might as well just start voting in California or voting in Illinois, wherever they may be.
Governor Abbott is seeking help from out-of-state agencies to arrest Texas Democrats and bring them back to address the redistricting he calls critical legislation. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Okay, just want to remind you, with the bad weather, the slippery roads, freeway construction's underway. FDOT currently resurfacing a portion of the 10 freeway. The project will be introduced. It's from east of Highway 29 to Exit 13. That's just east of Davis Highway. So just be aware, the weather's bad, and so are the roads. Sports coming up at 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump has announced a federal government takeover of Washington, D.C.'s police force. Trump says he wants to crack down on what he calls a crime epidemic.
Our capital city has been overtaken by violent gangs and bloodthirsty criminals, roving mobs of wild youth, drugged-out maniacs, and homeless people.
But D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says crime is lower overall in the past 2 years. A deadly shooting outside a Target store in Austin. Police Chief Lisa Davis.
When officers arrived, they were met with three people that were shot inside the parking lot.
All three of the victims died. The suspect was later arrested after crashing a stolen car. Police say he has a history of mental health issues. President Trump is nominating economist E.J. Antoni as the new Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner 10 days after firing the agency's previous leader following a weak jobs report. America's listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air. Tune in this Thursday at 9. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters tracking Tropical Storm Erin in the eastern Atlantic today. The system has a 90% chance of development with potential strengthening to hurricane status by Thursday. Forecasters say that the system will eventually curve north on a parallel path to Florida. There is no tropical weather threat to the state.
Okay, number two this week, FWC officials could approve our rules for a three-week ban on that bear hunt. In December, the proposed action will be considered during meetings beginning on Wednesday. The closest county to be included in the hunt is Panama City's Bay County. The West Panhandle Zone of Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton counties will be excluded from the hunt. Some Santa Rosa residents believe black bears should be hunted.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon, Florida DOGE sent a letter to Mayor Reeves demanding access to the city's buildings and data. The move is to review the city's spending and to gain access to information on August 18th through the 19th. The letter includes 62 specific requests in 9 categories, ranging from city operations like procurement, personnel compensation, management, and topics like DEI, along with the Green New Deal. DOGE appears to want to know the city's justification for selecting the higher bid for the Baptist Hospital demolition, and that's an issue that, as you know, has been a point of conflict between the city and Escambia County for a while now. The Escambia County Commission is expected to decide this month if it will support the project.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The 2025 Pensacola Beach Air Show delivering an economic boost to the local Northwest Florida economy, generating more than $31.5 million while attracting 206,000 visitors. Nearly half of all attendees were out-of-town visitors, spending over $20 million in the area.
My goodness. All righty. And the owner of the local market and cafe on Pensacola Beach asking permission from the Santa Rosa Island Authority to install a sailfish from an old Pensacola Beach welcome sign that's outside their store on Via de Luna Drive. Dustin and Mandy Vaughn are hoping the iconic piece of local history will attract visitors for photos and celebrate the spirit of Pensacola Beach. The Vaughns plan to include dimmable lighting to minimize disruption to nearby residents and wildlife as well. The sailfish was originally designed by Pat Bourne in the early 1960s. The SRIA board will discuss their request during a meeting on August 13th.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Who's going to blink? These guys are throwing darts.
The first leg of the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs not decided Sunday until a third playoff hole between Justin Rose and J.J. Spahn.
Oh. Yep. First birdie in of the third playoff hole. No. And Justin Rose is a playoff winner again.
On NBC, 45-year-old Justin Rose won the St. Jude Championship on the third playoff hole. He won $3.6 million and guaranteed he'll move back into the top 10 world rankings. The top 50 golfers in the FedEx Cup standings move into the second leg of the playoffs this week at the BMW Championship outside of Baltimore. World number one ranked Scottie Scheffler finished tied for third at the St. Jude with Tommy Fleetwood, one stroke behind Rose and Spahn.
6-3 at one point. Brewers have tied it up. Collins, fly ball, deep in the right field, Isaac Collins, it is a walk-off home run! He's done it again! His first ever! And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game!
On FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Brewers came back from 5-0 down to beat the New York Mets 7-6 on Isaac Collins' ninth inning home run. Milwaukee now with a record of 73-44. The Mets have dropped 7 games in a row and 11 of their last 12. They have fallen 5.5 games out of first place in the NL East as the Phillies completed a 3-game sweep of the Rangers, 4-2. The Brewers now 6 games ahead of the Cubs for the lead in the NL Central. The Cubs lost last night in St. Louis to the Cardinals 3-2. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the UFC has a new home. Paramount has acquired the U.S. media rights deal for all 43 UFC live events. The deal is worth $7.7 billion over 7 years starting next year. The events will stream on Paramount Plus at no additional charge, and select events will also be simulcast on CBS. The deal is the first major move by Paramount since its merger with Skydance was completed last week.
Okay, the first top 25 rankings for the upcoming college football season have been revealed. I'm not sure I agree with them all, but here they come. Here's Jared.
In the closest vote of the Associated Press college football preseason poll in 27 years, the Texas Longhorns beat out the Penn State Nittany Lions for the number one ranking Monday. It's the first time Texas has ever been number one in the AP preseason poll. A record fifth straight year, the number one team comes from the Southeastern Conference. Ranked third, the reigning national champion Ohio State Buckeyes, who will open their season August 30th at home against number one Texas. Clemson ranked fourth, followed by Georgia fifth. Then Notre Dame, Oregon, Alabama, LSU, and Miami to round out the top 10. Second year in a row, the SEC has 4 teams in the top 10. The Big Ten has 2 of the top 3 for the third year in a row. Jared Max, Fox News.
And this past weekend was a mixed bag for NASCAR driver Connor Zilich. The 19-year-old drove his number 88 Chevy to a win at Watkins Glen International Racetrack in New York. He then went to celebrate by climbing onto the roof of the car and promptly fell, breaking his collarbone as he tumbled onto Victory Lane. He later posted that he'd been treated and released from a hospital with CT scans on his head all clear. Zilich has won a series leading 6 races this season.
When will he be able to return back with an injury like that? 6 weeks, something like that.
I don't know. Okay. That sucks. We saw footage.
We saw what happened.
That was ouch.
Just fell right out of the car. Boom, right on the sidewalk. Boom. Break your collarbone. Boom. It was all over. Okay, Mets, looking back at a major date in music history later this week. Can you say in one breath, the Mets and the Beatles together?
Yes.
Sure you can. Here's Michelle Polino. She can as well.
The New York Mets will celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Beatles' legendary Shea Stadium concert when they host the Seattle Mariners on August 15th for Beatles Night at Citi Field. The 1965 show was a milestone, making the Fab Four the first rock band to play a major stadium concert. The event was captured in the 50-minute documentary, The Beatles at Shea Stadium. At the time, the venue was home to both the Mets and the New York Jets. Members of the original game day staff from that historic night will throw out the first pitch. And after the game, fans can enjoy a Beatles-themed fireworks show. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Well, a new streaming bundle set to hit the market this fall. Here we go. Tony Genuato has the report.
Fox has announced a new partnership with ESPN that will give consumers the opportunity to purchase both of their new streaming services together. ESPN's direct-to-consumer product will be bundled with Fox One at a discounted price of $39.99 a month. The bundle is a big deal for sports fans, as they will be able to access all of what ESPN and Fox Sports has to offer, with events from the NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, WNBA, and more. Both services will be available individually starting on August 21st, with the combined bundle available to purchase on October 2nd. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a new patch could be used to test for skin cancer. The patch was developed at the University of Michigan, and it successfully detected melanoma in mice. Researchers say it could eventually make testing as simple as taking a COVID-19 test at home with no need to draw blood or anything invasive like that.
Yeah, like sticking it up your nose.
Right.
All right, Illinois is going to pass a new law that requires mental health screening tests in schools. Mike Tobin in the Windy City this afternoon.
Starting in 2027, Illinois schools will start telling parents if their child is mentally healthy or not. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law that mandates a testing of the mental health of students starting with third grade in Illinois schools. Illinois officials say mental health screenings will be essential for lifelong success. Signing the legislation that puts testing into effect, Governor J.B. Pritzker said the screenings will catch problems early. Critics are quick to call this a government overreach. Abigail Shearer, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, wrote on X that this is a disastrous policy. Watch as tens of thousands of Illinois kids get shoved into the mental health funnel and convinced they are sick.
And the Trump administration being ordered to restore a public database showing how federal funding is apportioned. The administration disabled the database in March, claiming Congress's mandate to make the data public infringed on Trump's core executive authority. However, a three-judge federal appeals court panel unanimously ruled in favor of the restoring the database, and it is set to take effect Friday.
U.S. fishermen are fighting against global quotas on bluefin tuna. NOAA ended the season for bluefin tuna fishing, and Douglas Kennedy has more in this report and what's going on, actually, from Point Pleasant Beach, New Jersey.
The International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas, or ICAT. That's the group located in Madrid, Spain, that sets the quotas on bluefin tuna for 54 countries. The problem, according to fishermen, is the body is biased against countries in the Western Atlantic, meaning the U.S., even though the U.S. far exceeds Eastern Atlantic countries in monitoring and conservation.
For instance, the U.S. is allotted only 3% of the total Atlantic bluefin catch. That's less than North African countries like Libya and Algeria.
Okay, health expert giving tips to protect the eyesight of children this month. Lisa Brady has those tips.
This is House Call for Health. August is Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. The American Academy of Ophthalmology says children are susceptible to many vision and eye problems. The Rural Health Association of Tennessee says a key aspect of the Awareness Month is promoting routine eye exams because those regular checkups can identify common issues that could impact a child's learning and development if not treated, or worse, can lead to permanent vision impairment. It also stresses proper eye safety, like during sports and recreational activities. And one more part of the Awareness Month, the impact of digital screen time. With increased usage comes increased eye strain. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
645 News Radio 923, Austin Price. Taking a look at the rainy weather and local traffic together.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, not much going on the roads this hour. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for your local weather, 79 degrees. We do have a flash flood warning in effect until 9:30 this evening. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 86, low of 78, very similar to tonight's low of only 77. But from Wednesday onward, we're going to see the highs start creeping back up as the rain chances start creeping back down. Come Friday, the high is going to be sitting at around 93.
Flooding remains a great concern for the Midwest, and high temps are expected for the Northeast. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has your Fox weather forecast.
A stalled front is bringing out more heavy rain from the central plains of the Midwest and parts of the Southeast today. Flash flooding remains a concern from eastern Kansas and Missouri through Illinois and Wisconsin. Southeast Wisconsin continues to clean up from weekend flooding. Flood warnings remain in effect around Milwaukee. The east is running hot, highs near 90 to the low 90s for major I-95 cities from D.C. to Boston. Will peak with heat and humidity today and Tuesday before calming by late week. And in the tropics, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring disturbances over the Atlantic with development possibility later this week. Any potential tropical system won't impact the United States anytime soon, but will be worth watching. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, the unemployment rate in the U.S. has ticked up in recent months. Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
Unemployment nationwide now stands at 4.2%. For recent college graduates, that rate is even higher at roughly 5.5%. Overall job gains over the last couple of months have been disappointing, with only 73,000 jobs added in July. The May and June numbers were also revised down by more than 250,000 jobs. Professional and business services have been seeing some of the biggest sector losses, as has manufacturing and government employment. Still, there are bright spots. Healthcare and social assistance sectors are adding jobs. This week, the Denver International Airport is hosting a job fair for 50 open positions, and Thursday is the Women in Manufacturing Virtual Career Fair. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. President Trump signed an executive order today that will prevent high U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods for another 90 days. The order was signed just hours before midnight when the pause on Trump's tariffs was set to expire. The delay was the expected outcome from the latest round of talks between U.S. trade negotiators and their Chinese counterparts. Disney's ESPN and Fox are teaming up to offer their upcoming direct-to-consumer streaming services as a bundle. The bundle will be available on October 2nd for $39.99 a month. Shares of lithium companies surging today on reports that battery maker Contemporary Amperex Technology suspended production at a mine in China that plays a major role in supplying the global market. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling 200 points, the S&P off 16, and the NASDAQ tumbling more than 60. Crude oil futures for September around $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, people who lost their homes in recent California wildfires could be getting new homes. Get this one. Here comes the operative word here. Built by a robot and AI. This is going to be interesting. Max Gordon is in the Pacific Palisades with more.
One company is using artificial intelligence and robots to speed up construction after the LA wildfires. Called Cosmic, the company is using a mobile robotic microfactory in the Palisades to assemble wall segments of custom-designed homes. Cosmic says that not only does this make the home building process three times faster, it also makes it around 30% cheaper than conventional methods. Here's Cosmic's founder, Sasha Jokic.
With the help of AI, we make sure that every design we show to our clients, it's already buildable. We know that how many panels we need to build. We know what's the design of those panels.
Cosmic is currently working to build 50 houses, and for every 10 they build, Cosmic is pledged to donate one house to an underinsured family. In Pacific Palisades, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And love is overrated, if you ask Gen Z. A new dating survey by matchmaking service Talkify says 46% of Gen Zers would choose long-term financial stability over romance, and almost 1 in 3 said that they'd even take back an ex if that ex got rich. The survey also found that 1 in 10 Gen Z women say that their ideal match should make $200,000 or more, and most won't settle for less than $80,000. Millennials, on the other hand, have no problem with a broke and magical relationship, with 59% choosing love over financial security.
6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. A deal with tech companies will allow chips to be delivered to China, but with fees. Here's Jenny Casola.
Chip makers NVIDIA and AMD are expected to give the U.S. government a cut of artificial intelligence chip sales to China. The agreement to pay 15% came after NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang met with President Trump to discuss chip tariffs. The administration reached the same agreement with AMD, though details of the arrangements are still being worked out. The payment deals follow concerns that chips and other technology will boost China's AI and military. The Trump administration halted sales of the chips to China in April. Then NVIDIA announced last month that Washington would allow shipments to resume. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Chicago's mayor warns the city's budget has reached a point of no return. The budget is like in the hole, like $1.1 billion.
Good Lord.
Here's Kelly Sabrini with the rest of the story.
Mayor Brandon Johnson admitted that key pillars of the city budget like education, housing, healthcare, and transportation are woefully underfunded. With massive pension liabilities and mounting debt, the city now faces a projected deficit of over $1 billion. The problems deepened when Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a piece of legislation earlier this month that added $11 billion to the city's pension debt. The underfunding of pensions for teachers, police, and firefighters dates all the way back to the 90s.
All righty, knocking on the door of 652 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines, and of course, we'll get a much-needed check of your roads and weather one last time. Once again, that's coming up in just a couple minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, the Yardlights take the stage, a three-piece folk rock band from the Florida Panhandle whose members bring many years of writing, recording, and live shows to its forte. Don't miss the Gulfside Market, and Pensacola State College will be on site. Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock with the Yardlights on Tuesday night.
When I started having trouble reading and threading a sewing needle, I went to the ophthalmologist right away. I have AMD, age-related macular degeneration. It's the leading cause of blindness in people over 60. I'm getting treatments now, and my vision is better. I also called the Foundation Fighting Blindness to learn how to prevent and manage AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for helpful information on AMD. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
.655 Heads up, Pensacola. Kind of locked into those lyrics. Who was that?
Judas Priest.
Okay. There was a joke about this older lady. She saw that her grandson had got her some music. And she goes, oh, look at this one. I want to pick this. Judas Priest. I'm sure this is a real fine one.
Yeah.
Then he cranked it up. Just like you did to us.
Judas Priest has some good songs.
Okay. Austin Price. Looking at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Go, Judas.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Luckily, on the roads, there doesn't appear to be too many problems. And considering the performance that we were given in the first 2 hours, hour three has been a very pleasant surprise. So thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so. As for your weather, 79 degrees. We are in a flash flood warning until 9:30 p.m. These rainfall chances are going to bleed for the next several days. They will slowly start to decrease. Tomorrow's high is only 86, but as the rainfall chances go away later in the week, we're going to see the high start to creep up. Come Friday, going to be sitting at around 93 for your high.
Here's today's pop culture news.
And I'm sure when I'm heading home and going across the Garcon Bridge, there'll be some knuckleheads on the bridge doing like, you know, the speed of light.
Flying down the road, going through.
Slow it up. The roads are slippery, doggone it. Hey, we may be one day closer to living out the world of Star Trek. I'm excited. I'm going to put my ears on from the Spock ears and things like that. E.M. Digman explains this thing to us on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Interstellar travel has always been a popular movie topic. The thought of getting on a spacecraft and traveling to another star system. Engineers have designed a spacecraft that will do just that, in theory. It's called Chrysalis and would carry up to 2,400 people to Alpha Centauri, the closest star system to our Milky Way, to planet Proxima Centauri B. But the 25 trillion mile trip would take approximately 400 years to complete. The design was actually part of a Project Hyperion design competition with the purpose of designing multi-generational ships for interstellar travel. Chrysalis won the $5,000 first place prize. The ship would be 36 miles long. Live Science reports it would have farms, gardens, homes, and warehouses. There would also be locations for industries like pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, and recycling, and medical facilities, as berths would be essential to keep the population at sustainable levels to make the long trip. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And Taylor Swift fans are speculating that the pop star is releasing new music and making her first appearance on the New Heights podcast. Swifties began speculating after the Instagram account for New Heights teased a major guest for its next episode. In the middle of the graphic features a silhouette of a woman as the mystery person. The podcast is hosted by Swift's boyfriend, of course, Kansas City Chiefs star tight end Travis Kelce, and his brother, retired NFL center Jason Kelce, who appeared to be wearing Swift merchandise from the Eras Tour in the episode's thumbnail.
Well, the Women's World Cup now in Netflix hands. Michelle Polino has those details.
The FIFA Women's World Cup is leaving traditional TV in the U.S. and Canada and heading to Netflix. In partnership with FIFA, Netflix has secured broadcast rights for the 2027 and 2031 tournaments in both countries. Announcing the Canadian deal Friday, the U.S. deal was revealed in December. Netflix takes over from Fox Sports after a decade, while in Canada, it replaces TSN, which has held the rights since 2015. It's the first time Netflix will air live soccer, joining platforms like Apple TV, Amazon Prime, and Fubo. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
70s rock icon is dead, and Lily Wu has that story.
Bobby Whitlock, co-founder of the British-American band best known for Eric Clapton's classic Layla, has died. Whitlock, who co-founded Derek and the Dominoes in 1970, also wrote or co-wrote half the tracks on its only studio album. He also played on albums like George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. The Memphis-born singer-songwriter was also a prolific painter later in life. He died Sunday at age 77. His manager says Whitlock died in Texas, surrounded by family, after a fight with cancer. Clapton posting condolences to Bobby's wife Coco and his family. Whitlock is also survived by his three children. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking Tropical Storm Aaron in the eastern Atlantic tonight. The system has a 90% chance of development. Now, here comes the good side of the story.
What?
It's not going to affect Florida whatsoever.
There you go.
Okay. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we'll be back tomorrow at 4. See you then. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.